Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of our Pray for California edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. Out of breath, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Now then, you can go to Facebook, find us there, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. That's where you find all the great, you know, photographs, videos, animal stories, some really great stuff there. Check out the virtual circus. Is it going on in Germany? Is that where it was? I don't remember. But anyway, really great idea. And that's also where you will find the latest animal information about the fires going on in California, courtesy of, you know, part of our Animal World family now, Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org. You can find their most recent posts about what's going on with the animals, from one on Friday, one on Saturday. They are both on the Animal World Facebook page. Or if you don't do Facebook, you can go directly to their website to get the information, which is animals24-7.org. And you will get everything there. Okay, I don't know about you guys. I did a whole lot better in the second time around with Palisades Park. I was able to pretty much send the whole song, the energy of that magical Palisades energy that is so lost right now. And I was really able to load up that mass consciousness and the higher selves. So I hope you keep that in mind. And it's real easy to find. You can go to YouTube, Freddie Cannon, Palisades Park. And if you find the one with the video of the amusement park, oh gosh, it's so good. But that's a way that you can help. You can use it to trigger the grief so that you can grieve for them and help them process the grief. Or you can use it to send that magical energy to the mass consciousness and the higher selves of everyone there, so that when they're ready to bring the energy back, it's there for them. Now, I don't know, maybe next week we'll get back to Love Train. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. Still burning. We'll probably be sending energy. We may be at Palisades Park for a while. I don't know. We'll wait to see what Divine Mother has to say next week. But anyway, thank you for participating. If you keep it up during the week, greatly appreciate it. And we will do current events this hour. And I will, once again, I will give you the recommendations for the safest places we know for you to send money that will actually help the animals. That's not a scam. But be very careful of solicitation for things and be absolutely sure that is legitimate, because there's a lot of scamming going on. At least so I'm told. All righty then. It's the second Sunday of the month. That means it's our Healing Sunday. And by the way, I keep forgetting to tell everybody, now that, you know, that Dr. Nels is here, Linda's here. But when we get to working with you folks, so we've got another call coming up here, and I don't know how many more for the rest of the hour. When Linda's working on one of you human animals out there, the rest of us human animals can actually ride the coattails and get a surrogate healing. If you just listen to what she's saying and follow her instructions, imagine it in your own mind related to you. And just do what she's saying, you know, and then tip your head when you're done, and you get a surrogate healing. And so that's very cool. All righty then. We're headed to Kameno, are we?
Kameno Island.
We're going where I went a week ago, up to Kameno Island. And welcome, Sandy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm excited to be on with my ace dog.
Well, I'm excited to have you. And gosh, it was fun. You know, it was fun to get up and be with you. Let's see, it was a week ago Saturday. I think I was up there. Or was it Monday? No, it was Monday. This week. It was up there. And now, Ace is an interesting character. Dr. Nels, this is going to be a good one. There may be more to do. We'll have to see you tuning in. Now, Ace is a rescue, right?
Yes. Yep.
And how long have you had him?
10 months.
Okay, 10 months. How old is Ace now, do we think?
Four.
Okay, we think he's about four years old. And so he's been with them for less than a year. He is, he's a husky pit mix.
Yeah.
Which he kind of looks like. And he has a tail that curls up over his back. And he's kind of multicolored, light, kind of like, blonde and white. And then there's some darker color. How would you describe his color?
Just like that, white and kind of blonde, cream tan, and then he's got the, some black eyeliner on his face and kind of that little husky look, and he's got ice blue eyes.
Right. So he's got that husky face and the husky eyes. So we're doing this for Dr. Nels to be able to tune in. And
about how much does Ace weigh?
45 pounds.
Okay.
All right, so that's the first thing we got to make sure is that Dr. Nels gets a connection so he can be working on him while we talk. So let me know if you need to know anything more, Dr. Nels.
I'm good. I've got
Okay, you got Ace. All right. Yeah. So the history with Ace now, boy, he's a really nice dog. You know, he's friendly and anyway, I really enjoyed him. He's a great dog. Okay, we just got one problem. He goes to 0 to 60 and attacks other dogs.
Yeah.
So he's great with everybody, but Sandy and her husband, she and Scott, they've got kids, and the kids have dogs, and they come over, and, we're having trouble. I mean, Ace is like the perfect dog, except that he could sometimes be around the kids' dogs a little bit, but after a while, and he may interact with another dog, but they go through that posturing thing, and then, boom, he attacks. So I'm convinced, Dr. Nels, there's something going on in this guy's nervous system and all of that. I've got them all educated. We got a plan and all of that, but there's got to be a way to diffuse what's going on in this 0 to 60 thing. There's something weird. What are you finding initially? I'd be real curious.
Yeah, well, as I've mentioned, when I find a fair number of points kind of just behind the shoulder blade, armpit area, which I am finding on him, those dogs have some kind of built up anxiety or something stored up in their system.
Ah.
And so I haven't even got to the to checking the fight or flight system as a whole, because this has distracted me. It's the most important thing right now. So getting that part reset anyway.
All right. So Sandy, that's really good news. That the points he's working would indicate a real anxiety of some kind built up in his body. Well, who knows? That could be responsible, for his reaction to other dogs and so forth.
Absolutely.
And I really feel like I really like this dog. I really felt like this is going to work out. But again, I'm getting so many cases these days that the key is Dr. Nels and getting their physical bodies back in balance and straightening these things out. Now, have you worked with a lot of dogs on aggression issues with other dogs? What's your experience with that, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have. I can't say I'm 100% successful, but what I can say is I have helped a lot of them. I mean, some of them, it was night and day difference almost immediately. They just became so much more calmer and not reactive. That one I was talking about before that had seizures also would go to the dog park, and it wasn't a big dog, but it would find smaller dogs and then beat them up.
Oh, okay.
And that immediately stopped.
Wow.
When we got her after the very first session, she went to the dog park like the next day. And instead of running up to a little dog and terrorizing it, she ran up to a little dog. They sniffed each other, and then they ran off side by side like they were old friends.
Wow. Wow. All right. So, hey, there's reason for good help, Sandy, that if we can get Ace balanced here, that there's a possibility that maybe this trigger will just go away.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be incredible? So, now, also, Dr. Nels, you know, this is the first time I think Sandy's connecting with you here and with about Ace. What about now, Sandy, have you been listening to the show? Did you hear that Dr. Nels does free webinars for his little private group, and he's got a free one coming up on Wednesday? Did you hear any of that?
I did, and I will be in we'll be in Palm Springs on Wednesday.
Oh.
So I don't know how the connection would be.
Go ahead, yes, Dr. Nels.
Plan B is if we decide we need to work together, as part of any package I put together with people, I also actually give them access to my video course, which is very similar. And then when we're actually doing work together, I check you out, so to speak, and make sure that you can do the homework, which is the Rasmussen Reset. So
excellent.
You
okay.
get it either way.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
great.
Before I turn Sandy over to Linda for a session, looks like Dr. Nels is still working and you've adjusted points on ACE. Do you know enough yet to know that more work will be needed, or should we check in about that when you're finished?
Well, let's put it this way. I've actually been doing a fair amount of work here, and I'm only still on the right side. I haven't gone to the left side.
Okay.
So, yes, there's a lot to
all right.
be done.
Excellent. Well, that's the best news we could get, Sandy, is there's a lot of work to do. If he was saying, like with my Sophie, oh, gee, he feels there's nothing I can find to do, well, then we're in trouble because there's nothing we can do. But this is good news because Nels is working on it. But I think it would be very good for you to contact him through his website off the air after the show.
Absolutely. Okay. I will definitely do that.
All right. Now, normally we have Linda now do a session with you so if we can move some of the stuff that might be connected with ACE and what's going on and all that sort of thing. Are you ready for a session with Linda?
I am.
All right. So, Linda, you're in charge of Sandy.
Oh, I'm not really. Hi, Sandy.
Just for the moment.
Hi, Linda.
Temporarily.
So I'm going to invite you to think of the number one thing that you would most like to change, heal, improve, or resolve. Some big thing in your life. And just say okay when you have it in your mind.
Okay.
All right. And just noticing if there's any feelings that show up with that. You don't need to tell me what they are or if they are, but just check around, see if there's any feelings as you think about that number one thing.
Okay.
And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace grief grief with the feeling of sincerity. So now you're just focused on sincerity. And the number two, sincerity two. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking a very long inhale and then having a very long exhale. And just keep that breathing going for yourself as you think sincerity two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up and to the left.
All right, Sandy, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the left, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking sincerity two. Sincerity two. Sincerity two. Sincerity two.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, Sandy, just tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you're relaxing and breathing normally, letting that number one thing come back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that.
All right.
Okay, setting that aside, focus on tranquility. and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the left. And doing that slow breathing in and out as you think tranquility 3.
And Sandy, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking tranquility 3. Tranquility 3. Tranquility 3.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position and letting your thoughts return to that number one thing. And that is complete. And
yay.
We're going to have an affirmation for you to use. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And you will want to think this affirmation very often today, tomorrow, and the next day, and into the future if you like, but these are the most potent days. And you just keep thinking that.
I am grateful and thankful
for the feeling of tranquility.
I am grateful and thankful. For the feeling of tranquility.
Yep.
You got it.
I am grateful.
And when
and
you
thankful.
Do that, let yourself really feel that sense of tranquility in your body. Just really let it come in and enjoy that feeling.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
All right. I think we have a good student here with Sandy. All right. Let's find out what if Dr. Nils has anything more to say about Master Ace here.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you,
there was just an amazing lot to do on the right side of the body and a little bit on the left. So that, again, is kind of an indication of a lot of imbalance because there was almost nothing on the left. 2 points was it. And the other side was like, I don't know, a dozen pairs or something. It was just a lot. So, yeah. Well, I have a good feeling that even with just what we did today, that there may be a little bit of a shift in him and more could be done.
Yeah, I'm very hopeful, okay. Sandy, that you can connect with Dr. Nils and do what is needed from his side. And I think what that may do with us, and you may see, you know how we talked about when I told you about, you know, teaching Chowie the friends exercise and how you would be coaching Ace and so forth?
Yes.
I think that, see, Nels' work may open the doors for when Ace is in those situations, instead of him snapping, your coaching will take over and will help him move through so he doesn't have to snap and attack.
Okay.
And actually, there's
a... Wait a minute. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
There's a real reason for that.
Okay,
that
yeah, please explain.
Yeah, fight or flight is extremely primal thing that all of us have. And when it's engaged, the system is running on autopilot. It'll respond automatically because that is for the purpose of survival. So it takes precedence over everything else and normal thought processes. And the word snapping is perfect because that's what happens is they just snap into that fight or flight mode and boom, it's at that point, it's all over. There's no stopping to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was my sense was that there was a flashback going on here. I just know what it was. But, you know, obviously Nils can straighten this out. So the other thing, Sandy, is we can have you on again next Sunday.
Yes.
For when Natasha is here. So we can have her look at the energy, see what's going on. She might be able to tell us what the trigger was, you know, or what happened in the past. She could probably give us a good idea of what we're looking at time frame wise and working this out. But anyway, it will be good if we can get you on again next week so we can have Natasha look at the energy.
Okay, I will be on. I will be here and back and on with you.
Okay. If we don't hear from you, Nathan will call you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Well.
Great. So anything else you need before we let you go, Sandy?
Nope. I'm gung-ho, ready to go. And
all righty.
I'm feeling good.
So okay. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. All you keep up the good work and let me know if you need anything off the air. Otherwise, we'll talk again next Sunday.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone.
God bless, Sandy. Thanks for calling Anna World. Bye-bye. All righty. We got to take care of advertisers here real quick. And we got anybody waiting in the wings or are we clear?
We do. We'll be coming back to speak with Aranka in Spokane and her dog, Rumi.
Okay. So we got another one to go. And then at some point, we got to get to Stacy and the Frenchies and current events. So we'll hopefully be able to take care of that soon. Anyway, let's take care of advertisers and then we'll get right back to the phones. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are about midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All righty, we was a little distracted getting started here, because apparently we've got some emails coming in, and so we were, I don't know, Nathan will fill me in on what's going on. We may or may not be able to address them on the air. It may be, I think you're saying maybe I need to answer one of those stuff, but you'll let me know if you find anything there. All righty, we heard from Linda Rasmussen. So she's sitting right next to me here. Linda, people can check you out via your website.
Yes.
And that is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. Now, I know that Linda works either in person out of her office. You're at what, the Interspace facility, mm-hmm. which is the old Rainier Brewery.
Right.
So you can see people in person there. Or you work remotely, as you know, with energy healing. There's no issue with distance. But you still have this phenomenal offer because you will give anyone a free introductory session.
Yes.
All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And even if you call in and get a treatment here on the air, or you have done that in the past, guess what? She doesn't count that. So you still qualify as a new client to her off the air, so you can still have a free session. So I'm going to want you to jot down the number. You can call or text her. Now, not now. She's on the air, but wait till after the show. But you can call or text her, tell her you want a free session, and she'll set you up. So it is, her number is 206 206- 201-9992. 206-841-1992. There we go. Okay. So we've got that base covered, and I think we need to go back to the phone. So, Nathan, where are we going, and who are we talking to?
We are headed to Spokane, where we have Aranka on the line with her dog, Rumi. Welcome to the show, Aranka. You're live on Animal World with Martha Norwalk, Nels Rasmussen, and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, Aranka.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what can we help you with?
So I have my Border Collie, Rumi, and we're back in Spokane, and the air quality here has been really bad because of all the chemtrails, and the 5G is really hard on animals and me. And Rumi is having really bad pooping issues. His colon is really sluggish, and so he's not pooping well for like 6-7 months. So I have to help him out. He eats really well. It's organic. He gets lots of, you know, healthy foods, and he gets exercise twice a day, but we're not outside as much, and so he's starting to have all these, you know, sluggish inflammation issues.
Well, what do you mean about he doesn't poop well and you have to help him out?
He struggles to poop.
So he's constipated? Is that what it seems like?
No, his colon muscles aren't pushing the food out.
And how do you know that?
Because I've had another session. This started last year, and I'd had another session with another different psychic.
Huh, okay. Something feels a little weird. I don't have a clear read on it, Aranka. Okay.
Well, he poops once a day, but it's not normal. And then 4 years ago, no, sorry, 3 years ago, he had a surgery in Montana for a, what's it called? You know, he had a hernia back there.
Okay.
And so the surgeon really screwed things up, and so after that, his pooping has totally changed. Where
okay, now it's starting to make more sense. All right. Now I think Nathan, you need to take that picture off the screen or move it up somewhere so I can see Nels. All right. So Nels, you've been able to make a connection with Rumi?
Yes, I have.
I'm hoping you found a lot of stuff.
I'm finding things to do. Sorry to hear about the trouble there, Aranka. I've worked with Rumi in the past. It's been a while. And poor guy. It's too bad he's going through that.
Yeah. And so anyway, Dr. Nils has a connection, Aranka, and he's working on Rumi. We'll turn you over to Linda in a moment here. But I just want to say, I think there's more to do, but I can't chime in and help you a lot because I don't know enough and we don't have the time to go into all the detail stuff today. But if you are around next Sunday, you could call in because, you know, our psychic gal will hear it, and Natasha will be here, and maybe we can confirm some of the stuff that's going on and all of that. But I would really, or you can contact me off the air. And I would be real interested to know what you're feeding him and all that sort of stuff, because I'll bet we can make a difference with some of this. But let's also see what Nels comes up with when, and if Rumi, because he's apparently, you've worked with Rumi before. So I'm wondering, you know, does he feel different to you now? Or was he, you know, was he having these issues when you worked on him before?
Well, it's been long enough that I honestly couldn't tell you a comparison.
Okay.
Don't keep all that stored up in my brain.
Right, I get it.
But what I can say is, yeah, he's out of balance. I did what I can right now, and his body's saying that's enough.
Okay.
So, it's potentially, it can help some. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Anyway, Aranka, just know that if you call back next week, I'd have more time to talk to you longer.
Okay, thank you. What time?
Anytime after 10.
Okay.
Like if you call in the 10 to 11 o'clock, instead of waiting for the last hour, call in the second hour.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
All right. Linda's in charge.
All right. Hi, Aranka.
Hi, Linda.
I'm going to invite you to think of a relationship. I just want you to bring that into your thoughts, a relationship that has been perhaps on your mind, or it's just a relationship that's a big part of your life. And when that comes into your thoughts, just notice if there's any emotional content that also shows up, and just notice that. And just say okay when you've got that in your mind.
Okay.
All right, and then set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. So you're just focused on satisfied. And the number two.
Okay.
Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down. So just rolling your closed eyes down and to the left. Your breathing is going to be an exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as you need a new breath, get one, and then repeat the exhale into the earth, continuing to think satisfied, to closed eyes looking down and to the left.
Aranka, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes down to the left. You've taken a deep breath in, exhaled it all the way out, and are holding it out as long as you comfortably can. Then take another breath and release it again, repeating that process while you think satisfied too. Satisfied too.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's working.
Satisfied, too.
Yes, okay, perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that relationship that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Okay.
And the affirmation that will be most helpful to sustain the balance you just created for your field is, I am satisfied. And you'll just bring your awareness to your body as you think, I am satisfied.
All right. Well, it sounds, Aranka, like you're one of our sensitive models. So you were able, some people don't feel what's going on, but it sounds like you felt what was going on when Linda was working on you, right?
Oh, immediately. I'm an energy person as well.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious that you were able to feeling it. Because not everybody feels what's going on present time, but that's great that you did.
No, I'm very sensitive.
Yep, that sounds like it. And sounds like Rumi is too. So anything else to report with Rumi? You did what you could do and
right.
More work needed?
Yeah, I think he should get a little more work. But we did get something done today, so that'll be great.
Okay, and you know how to contact Dr. Nils off the air, right, Aranka?
Yes.
And what about, have you taken has she taken the class?
I think you're signed up now, aren't you, Aranka?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so you're going to do the class on Wednesday?
Yeah, delighted, yeah.
Excellent. All right, I think that's excellent that you would be able to work on Rumi. Great.
Yeah,
great.
I need to.
All right. And then when Dr. Nils does the free class, How to Balance Yourself, you take that one too.
Yep. That'll be probably the next month, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Sensitive models need, you need to know how to do all this stuff.
Yes. Thank you.
All righty. And then call us next week.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dr. Nils. Thank you so much, Martha, for your show.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the month.
Thank you so much. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers one more time, and then maybe we can get to Stacy and the Frenchies and current events. We'll see. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we heard from Natasha Venter. She'll be in the studio with us next week. It's behavior training and healing with me, and talk with your humans or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and private and personal readings with Natasha. You can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Ventur IC for Intuitive Clarifications, the letters IC. Natasha Ventur, the letters IC, YouTube. She does a weekly podcast at 4 p.m. On her YouTube channel, so you might want to turn in for that. And, of course, she's available for private readings in person or over the phone or whatever. And you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Remember, Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just call Jude to set up an appointment and get into that gong room that we find so healing, Linda and I love. Her number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are back. And Dr. Nels Rasmussen's here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We're going to get to Stacy and her Frenchies and the newsletter, but we're still clear on the phones, are we not?
All clear.
Yay. So let's cover current events and get out your pens and paper. Your donation information. All right. Nothing new on current events here. Sooner or later, there's going to be more stuff scheduled. People are still getting geared up in the new year, I think. But we do have Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Their annual fur ball auction and dinner for 2025 will be May 10th. So mark your calendars. Seattle Humane, same deal. Tuxes and Tails 2025, May 17th. That could be a busy month. They're at the Fremont Studios, so you can mark your calendars for that. Pens are ready. I've got three places that we know are safe to donate to. Now, these recommendations come from Merritt Clifton, animals24-7.org, because you know there's no one more knowledgeable about animals around the world than him and more experience. And he has known the people that run these organizations and these organizations for 35 years. So he knows they're solid, they're good, and we can safely donate. Now, the first one is the Animal Wellness Foundation. This is run by a veterinarian, Annie. I can't pronounce her last name. You'll read about her, though. She was one of the animal heroes down there in the animals24-7.org fire information. You can find on the Animal World Facebook page or on their page. Anyway, Animal Wellness Foundation, you donate through PayPal, paypal.com/donate, and then put in Animal Wellness Foundation. Now, the second one is Pasadena Humane Society. Boy, can they use the help for sure. Give.PasadenaHumane.org. 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 And the third one is the Los Angeles SPCA. And the website to donate is spcala.com/donate. spcala.com/donate. All righty, there you go. You're all caught up with that. Now, all righty, Dr. Nels and Stacy, let's, we're sort of covering part of Dr. Nels' newsletter. We'll get to that last because he posts some special testimonials. Recommendation. I think he published one that I wrote for him. But this month, Stacy's featured, I think, isn't she?
Right, she is.
In the testimonial. So
that's really Bags who's featured.
Yeah, Bags, right. Our little
He's
cutie.
Always got something going on.
For any of you that don't know, Stacy has her two Frenchies. The older gal, Tank, is the perfect Frenchie.
Right.
You know, does therapy work, all that sort of thing. And then we have the Bag Man, who's our little sensitive model.
That's right.
Does a little quirky stuff. Mm-hmm. And long ago, he started having quirky behavior stuff. But we decided instead of me chiming in and let's do behavior modification or training, let's have Nels see if he can do something. Well, darned if every time something hasn't happened, he works on him and it goes away. So,
sure does.
Anyway, the last time I think was Licky stuff again, and anyway. Stuff, so, how is our Bagman?
Yeah,
doing?
He's doing really well. He's nothing out of quirkiness. Nothing. I should knock
so from
on
your
something.
Perspective, he's doing well. All right, so let's have Dr. Nels tune in to Bagman and see if he's doing well from your perspective.
Okay, yeah, there is a little bit to do here. Mm-hmm. It's not much, but, you know, a stitch in time, as they say.
So you're just doing a little bit of tune-up for him, but not much.
Yeah, right. They both had their little vet checkups yesterday.
Oh.
And Tank, I'm a little worried about, but I'm trying to just be calm about it. So she needs to have some dental stuff done. She's got a tooth that's cracked and... So,
well, all right, we better have Dr.
We're
going
to do that. And so, you know, she's going to be 12, so I'm a little nervous with the anesthesia and stuff, but I'm trying to be calm about it and it's going to work out.
Yeah, you got to have that positive attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, we want Nels to do a tune up. How soon is she going to have this work?
Well, so my vet is about to have a baby, so she's not doing surgery anymore, but she recommended her husband, who's also a vet at a different place, who's worked a lot on Frenchie, so I feel good about that. So I need to get an appointment with him. And so hopefully it's, you know, within a month or so, I guess.
So I would say, so it sounds like a good time. We'll have Dr. Nails tune in now to Tank and see how she's doing. But then if it were me, now I think it's good. You got a vet that's got, they should have experience with Frenchies.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're different.
Yep.
They have their own book.
Right.
They can be the bane of my existence when I have to change their behavior. They're too darn cute and spoiled. Anyway, I think Tanky's one of the exceptions to that. But it's good that there's experience there. But if she were mine, I'd make sure that Nels tuned her up before the procedure.
Right.
And then again after the procedure.
Okay.
And then you can do it in between. So, Dr. Nels, have you tuned in to Tank and how she feel to you?
Yeah, she's got a few things that I can tune up here, so I'll do that. And then, yeah, when it looks like the surgery for the tooth is imminent, get a hold of me, Stacy.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, now I think, Nathan, you can handle the phones, because Linda, I think you need to do a session for Stacy related to Tank and her dentals, because Stacy, she's trying to be positive, but she needs
let it go there.
She needs some help from you, Linda.
Absolutely.
All right, so Nathan, you're on the phones. All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right, Stacy, I'm just going to have you focus on the sky is blue, beautiful blue sky. And I'm just going to have you focus on that upcoming procedure. And let any awareness of feelings be part of that. And then you're going to set that aside and focus on accurate. Accurate and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And your breathing is going to be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to, thinking accurate 3.
All right, Stacy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking, you've rolled those eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all your air out, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can. You can inhale and release again, holding out whenever you need to, thinking accurate 3. Accurate 3.
That's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then letting that procedure that's upcoming into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate. And recognizing all the different ways that you are accurate and extending that knowledge and trust that other people, including surgeons, are accurate.
Great. Thank you.
All righty. So we got you guys. And then you, Stacy, you heard your instructions from Nails. When you have it scheduled, you let him know.
Okay. Okay. Will do. Thanks.
All right. We're good. So now, in the few minutes we got left, Dr. Nails' newsletter comes out the first Sunday of every month, but you don't get it if you aren't a member of the private membership group, and that only costs $10. But again, an excellent newsletter again this month. We don't have a lot of time, but it starts out with, is this the end or the beginning? Well, that's a good question, especially with what's going on this planet. So great talk about that. Then he's got a video of the month, which is fantastic because it was the 12 days of Christmas, 12 dachshunds healing videos. So what a great compilation. I mean, that's a really good one to watch. We've got Tank's testimonial. But then your affirmation of the month has to do with, I kind of said, well, you want to lose weight? Dr. Nils has a solution for that. So I think all we have time for is for you to tell us, how do we lose weight? What's this affirmation all about?
Yeah, well, it's basically when you harbor bad feelings about somebody, it's like you're chained to them and you're dragging them around because they're there in your mind. And if they're in your mind, the bad feelings are in your energy field and your body has to respond to that negative energy you're carrying. And anytime your body is responding to negative energy, it means it's not responding to the real world around you and doing what it needs to do to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. It's now in this other state of holding grudges and feeling bad. And especially after this election season, you know, even family can get, you know, not everybody always agrees of who's the best choice and all that. So you might harbor some bad feelings about your family. So I having issues with my own politics and other people that I know well, I decided, hey, I got to work on myself. How am I going to do that? And this is what I came up with, and it's been working really well for me. And it's so January's affirmation of the month is, I release old hurts and grudges, and I embrace love and forgiveness. I release old hurts and grudges, and I embrace love and forgiveness. And so repeating that often is very important. And also realizing that these people that you used to know and love as either family or good friends, and then you got a disagreement over candidates and all that stuff, just remember you have different perspectives on life because of your experiences. And people aren't irrational. Everybody's rational based on their perspective. And so what that means is those people feel who are different than you feel they have a very good reason for why they feel the way they do. And are they right? Are they wrong? I think from God's perspective, everybody's always a little bit right and maybe a little bit wrong. So we're not all 100% right and true all the time. So we just got to cut people some slack. And at the very least, allow other people to be wrong if that's your opinion and love them anyway. And so that's why I say no diet, no exercise, let love and forgiveness lift the weight right off you.
And the fact that you know, you're holding on to these energies do weigh you down. And that's what you're saying. If you release all this stuff, you may find that weight falls off you magically because it was related to all of that. So once again, I release old hurts and
grudges.
Old hurts and grudges, and I embrace love and forgiveness. I release old hurts and grudges, and I embrace love and forgiveness. So just repeat that over and over. It will help.
And remember the good times.
Yeah. Most definitely. All right. Thank you for that. And if you want his newsletters, you got to go to healingministryforanimals.com. Join the private membership group. Only costs $10, and then you'll get the newsletter for free. And gosh, we're about out of time here. Well, Dr. Nels and Linda will be back in a month, the second Sunday of February. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and readings with Natasha Venter. I hope you can join us for that. But I want to say thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. It was so great to be in the studio. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Linda. And I'm going to leave you not just with my ending affirmation as usual. We're also going to honor President Jimmy Carter and a message from Jimmy Carter via someone I heard interviewed this week, and Jamie Lee Curtis. And she left us with, she said, this is from Jimmy Carter, "Say what you mean. Mean what you say, just don't say it mean." Dovetail that with Dr. Nels, and let's be more like Jimmy Carter. So as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. Treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.